The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Okay, it is time to pit Team Air Miles versus Team Cashback. How many of you think credit cards that leverage on Air Miles is the best way to get bang for your buck? How many of you out there think, no, it is smarter to spend on a credit card that gives you rewards in cashback? I'm sure many of you use credit cards in your daily purchases to make the best thing, make the most of these rewards. There is a group of credit card users who swear by their cards because they argue that since you're going to be spending money anyway, why not charge to your card and then earn rewards for them? The big question is, and that question we put out to you today, what sort of reward should you be going for? Do you think it is far more worthwhile to get rebates in the form of cash back? Or do you think you're better off accumulating air miles for your air tickets and those holidays? Now listen, we put that question to our Facebook listeners on Facebook could join us, and we asked them, are you team air miles or team cashback? And I have to tell you that the results are tight. They're closer than we thought they would be at this point. And we're still running that poll, so you guys still have time to weigh in and hopefully move the needle in the direction that you want to. So head on down to Money FM's Facebook page to jump in on the discussion. Are you for Team Air Miles or are you for Team Cashback? Our poll has been shared by Seedly as well, so we're going to share all the comments that are coming through via social media in just a while. But first, we're very happy to welcome experts on the subject to give us more insight into the big question of, is it cashback versus air miles that give you the best rewards? Aaron Wong is a travel blogger. He is founder of the Mile Lion. Aaron, you are on team
miles.
Team air miles, without a doubt.
Such enthusiasm.
Hey. Dawn Fiona Sher is a financial blogger. You also know her as SG Budget Babe. And you are on team
cashback for sure.
For sure. You're going to tell us why in just a bit. Rohit Murthy is country manager and founder of Sing Saver. Here to act as a kind of moderator, given what Sing Saver does, right?
Yeah, we're adding this rivalry to history. So we're hosting this, yeah.
History making. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Okay, Aaron, you run a website called Mile Lion. As you said, you are team air miles. You're an expert on all things related to air miles. I can't wait to find out about your last holiday. Tell us about how air miles became important to you, or you decided that, yes, that's the way to go.
Yeah, so it all started for me back in 2013. My first job straight out of university was for a management consulting firm in Mumbai. And as you know, management consultants are on the road like 60-70% of the time. And as you're on the road, you stay in hotels, you fly to all sorts of exotic places, and you start chalking up points and miles. And, you know, in management consulting, you work really hard, but the plus side is that at least all that work is building towards your personal holiday. So I started doing these lunchtime talks in the office, teaching people how to use their miles and their points to give themselves, their spouses, their families better vacations. And eventually when I moved back to Singapore, I wanted to create a place where everyone could access that information in an easy to read, easily understandable format. And thus the Mile Lion was born in 2015. So we advise people how to use credit cards, airline, hotel loyalty programs to travel better for less. And the whole idea is that you don't have to be rich in order to travel well.
Just smart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Okay, Dawn, you're on Team Cashback, right? And you're a mother, you're an employee, but also a financial blogger. And according to your blog, you're always looking for cost-effective ways to live a fulfilling life. What's the story and how did you become an expert? Spurred on the subject of cashback and rebates?
So for me, right, years ago when OCBC first started their high yield savings account, the OCBC 360, I actually got roped in to, and I changed all of my savings accounts into that one. Mm-hmm. And part of the requirement back then was to spend on OCBC credit cards, which gave you extra interest. So that started my first journey with a good cashback credit card that I was always using. And then from there, I was just thinking, hey, I'm pretty sure this is not the only cashback credit card, nor might it be the best credit card for me. And then I started looking at many other cashback credit cards to see what would be better for the type of spending that I was doing. And later on, on, I then realized that it's not just cashback credit cards as well. You even have a whole suite of tools, different apps and reward programs that you can get on for more cashback. So then I wrote the ultimate guidebook to cashback tools in Singapore last year in January. And I even then later developed the SGBB cashback app to help cashback folks like me actually be able to navigate among all your different cashback credit cards to see which is the best, highest paying cashback card for your personal spending.
Wow, time to punch some numbers in those apps and that app in particular. But for you, if you're listening, punch these numbers into your phone, 669-11-893. We're going to take your calls, the first three who weigh in and tell us whether you're on Team Air Miles or Team Cashback and why you walk away with a $50 voucher from NTUC. Wow. Okay, but you got to be quick, okay? We're opening phone lines right now. Okay, let's do the maths with you two, okay? If we were to spend $100 a month using our credit card, how much relative value do you think we're going to reap in terms of cashback versus miles?
Just 100?
A thousand. Excuse me.
So if you're using a miles strategy and if you spend $1,000 on average a month over a course of a year, you could be looking at as much as 50,000 miles in total, which to contextualize that for people would be a round trip ticket to Tokyo or to Seoul, to Dubai, to Istanbul. And what's also important to remember is that if you're willing to trade off distance for comfort, like you're flying a shorter distance but in more comfort, those miles would also get you a round-trip business class ticket to a place like Bali or to Hong Kong as well.
Wow. Mm. Again, our number 669-11-893. You were calling a lot earlier. I'll give that number out so more people can get a chance to get through. 669-11-893. Are you for Air Miles or are you for cashback and why? And you walk away with a $50 voucher. Dawn, give us the maths. $1,000 monthly using a credit card. How much cashback can I get?
So I'll just use simplistic numbers. There are cashback cards that give you 8%, 10%. So if we go with the 10% one, you could get like $100. But it doesn't just stop there because you also have additional interest if you have that card tied to a high yield bank saving account. So on average, you could be looking at, let's say, $117 each time.
Again, looking for you to call through so that we can put you on air. Don't be shy. 669-11-893, three $50 vouchers to NTUC, yours. Think about how that's going to help with the New Year oranges, perhaps. Okay, Aaron, tell us about the kind of trips that you've managed to go on with your Air Miles system.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's just been amazing because one of the best things about miles is they get you access to experiences that you wouldn't otherwise have been able to afford or be willing to pay for, right? So very few of us would be able or willing to spend money on business or first class. But because miles exist, I was able to redeem Singapore Airlines suites on the brand new aircraft. Oh. They got this new A380.
Wow.
Where you basically have a private room in the sky. So you've got your double bed, you've got these two armchairs, you've got a door that closes. They bring you as much caviar and champagne as you can stuff yourself with, or as much as it's safe to eat at 30,000 feet in the air. And that was really, really amazing. I've also done some pretty cool stuff, like I've been driven to the plane in a Porsche in the Frankfurt airport. That's what Lufthansa does for their first class passengers. I have overnighted in an airport lounge in a special hotel room that Qatar Airways provides for their first class passengers. What else? I've had some really amazing meals both on the ground and in the air.
Okay. Enough.
I don't know where to
on
stop.
The floor. Thank you. That's Aaron there. We are discussing Air Miles versus cashback. Aaron Wong is a travel blogger, founder of Mile Lion. Time to get you in on the conversation. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, who's on the line, please?
This is Michelle Martin, together with Bernard Lim.
Hi, Michelle.
Everybody is waiting for you to tell us whether you're Team Air Miles or Team Cashback.
Okay, I'm Team Air Miles. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're wow, really?
Caller.
You're in the minority right now, according to our Facebook poll, but tell us why.
Yes, I am. Oh, because I've always had the American Express Kris Flyer card for a long time. And for a long time, unfortunately, my wife only flies Singapore Airlines. and so we tried to consolidate all our purchases on the American Express Kris Flyer credit card.
How's that been working out for you?
Actually, I've been having the card since 1990, so it's almost, my goodness, 20-something years, I think. So we have been comfortable, and actually, it was interesting that gentleman mentioned. What's his name again? Sorry.
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron, yeah. That we have actually, we have just managed to exchange economy flight to Japan for the end of the year.
Oh.
And because my wife and I are both in the education industry, mm-hmm. we can actually plan our trip 6 months or a year ahead. So we actually got tickets.
Fantastic.
Because of that, you can actually get tickets way ahead. So it's useful for us in terms of our lifestyle and what we like to do. And my wife and I...
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. Yeah. We'd love to give you a $50 NTUC voucher.
Thank
you very much. Let's go to our next caller on the line. And by the way, you can still get through at 669-11893. I think we've got one more voucher to give away. But first, let's say, hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Hey, so are you for cashback or miles?
Air miles.
See, Don, you can't change history. You just can't.
Well, okay, tell us why.
Okay, I've actually started collecting miles, I think, only in 2014, 2015. So within two and a half years, I managed to chalk up enough points for first class tickets for my wife and I.
Wow.
To New Zealand and back.
Oh, brilliant.
That was for our 20th anniversary.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. We'd love to give you that $50 NTUC voucher for participating in our debate. We still have time to put one of you on and give you that voucher. Just a close look at our poll now on Money FM. Team Air Miles at 41%. Team Cashback still leading the way at 59%. Dawn, why do you think that, Cashback definitely trumps Air Miles for you?
I think personally, it's a lot easier to be on Team Cashback than Team Air Miles because the miles game is not really for everyone. You do have barriers to entry. You need to learn how to hack the travel, right? You need to be able to look out for lots of promotions and keep up with all the different codes in order to make sure that you're getting good value on the miles that you're spending. And frankly, that's quite hard. I mean, there's an entire spreadsheet on Hardware Zone dedicated to just helping people do that. And when I look at that, the thought of it was just really daunting. So I figured, I'd rather much spend my time doing more stuff such as like investing or any other things that I prefer to do that gives me a lot more rewards while still getting cash back every single month in my bill.
Okay. For Aaron now, Aaron, how long does it typically take to save enough for an air ticket? For example, like going to a Southeast Asian destination, Northeast Asia and Europe and possibly even US.
Right. So heavily depends on how much you spend and whether or not you're spending with the right cards. But taking the example of someone who spends maybe an average of $2,000 a month using the right cards, he could easily, within half a year, be flying to somewhere within Southeast Asia. Within the course of a year, he could even do a one-way business class trip to Europe. So it's all really about choosing the right card for each situation, knowing that for shopping, I use this, for online spending, I use this, for dining, I use this. Mm. And if you do that, you'd be flying in no time.
Okay, I just want to pick up on what Fiona mentioned a while ago. And actually, that's one of the comments that have come through on our poll. A listener saying, the problem with such rewards is that the banks make it so complicated to earn rewards, rebates. If you fail to meet one of their always changing conditions, you miss out on rewards or rebates. So picking up on that metaphor of it's a game, you have to hack into the game. Rohit, give us a sense of the landscape. Are there about 1,000 cards? How many cards out there?
There's 100 different types of credit cards in the market. So yes, there are lots of cards out there in the market. When we looked at our data last year, yes, 70% of people preferred cashback cards over Air Miles cards. There are four factors we would probably, break it down to. The first thing is people look for instant gratification. They want the incentives, immediately credited to their account. They also look at cards that are simple and easy to understand. When you look at the benefits, the terms, they don't like to pay upfront fees, no hidden fees, extra fees. And of course, you need to qualify for a credit card from an income perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When you looked at these four important criteria, cashback cards invariably ticked all the four boxes. However, interestingly, last year, banks lowered the minimum income requirement for Air Miles cards, which means now a lot more people actually, they're eligible for Air Miles cards. I do agree that the Air Miles cards are not as intuitive. I mean, a 10% or 8% is a lot, a headline rate is a lot more intuitive than 50,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
But however, I think the tide is changing, which is why we're very interested to see, how this contest plays out this month.
Yeah, okay. Let's see whether John is going to move the needle at all. John, welcome to Money FM.
Hi.
Hi, you're on air with us. Tell us, are you team cashback or team miles?
Cashback.
Ah, well, we're not all perfect.
Okay, tell us why.
Well, yeah, it's much easier to compare than anything, and I don't have to think about where I'm going to fly. I don't have to check how many miles, do I have enough miles and stuff like that. And then I don't have to be tied down to a specific airline. So, yeah, cash is easier.
Cash is easier. Congratulations, John. We're giving you a $50 NTUC voucher.
Great. Thank you very much. But that's it. Yeah, what was mentioned just now about the bank conditions, really complicated. I really hate that.
The what? Sorry? The reward system?
The bank conditions.
The miles?
Yeah, the reward system. It's not just the miles, even the cash back. There are conditions that you have to spend like at least $600 or $800. You can make maximum $30 with this card, $80 with that card. It's so complicated. It's so irritating.
Okay, maybe we'll help you sort out some of that, information right here on Money FM. Thank you so much for listening. Dawn, you mentioned that, I think you've mentioned somewhere that it is easier to let your spending get out of hand when you're aiming for miles than when you're just spending for cashback.
Yeah, exactly. Because cashback is savings, right? And we usually don't think of, okay, I have to spend $1,000 to get $100 back. But typically how most people might think of it would be that, okay, I'm trying to accumulate enough miles to fly to, let's say, Australia business first class, and I need XX number of miles. In order to do that, I have to spend XXX amount of money. So then your mindset then changes. And that's why I think, you know, the type of people who play the miles game versus the cashback folks are very much different in types of thinking.
Okay, well, looking at our Facebook poll, about 60% of our listeners have voted for cashback on our informal poll on Facebook. Rohit, I understand that the data from SingSaver shows that 70% of users say they prefer cashback to Air Miles cards. So why is this the case, and what kind of cards do Singaporeans generally prefer?
I think cashback cards have generally been very popular. It's instant gratification, right? It's as simple as you spend on the card. The next month bill, you see the cash credited back. Mm-hmm. There's not much work you need to do. They're a lot more intuitive. Also, a lot of the cashback cards were, most people were eligible for cashback cards. There are more cashback cards also in the market. Mm-hmm. The Air Miles cards, you have to earn points and then you need to redeem them. So there's quite a bit of understanding in terms of how do you earn the miles, where do you burn those miles. So it's not as intuitive as cashback cards, which is why cashback cards were more popular. But then, yes, it's very interesting that now that a lot of people are eligible for Air Miles cards, their first card could now very well be an Air Miles card. It wasn't the case, before.
Okay, so it's clear from our callers weighing in that Air Mile cards are more popular than cashback. But I understand, Rohit, that SingSaver is running a campaign called the hashtag Air Miles versus Cashback Challenge on social media. Can you tell us more?
Sure. It's our biggest ever campaign that we've ever launched. It's essentially, we're pitching cashback card lovers versus Air Mile card lovers. And we clearly see two camps there. So it's very simple. You got to pick a team. Team Air Miles, Captain Aaron. Team Cashback, Captain Don. And then we have really good cards and offers lined up for each of these teams. You can get up to $200 in rewards when you pick up a card. If you pick 2-3 cards, you actually get $500. Mm-hmm. Every time you sign up for cards, your team gets a point. At the end of this month, we will see which team gets most points. The winning team, everyone in the winning team will get an extra $50 ang pao for picking the right team. And then three of them actually get $888, cash ang pao. So more than $1,000 worth of ang pao.
Great.
Contest ends 31st. Very simple. You just got to go to singsaver.link/moneyfm. Repeat, singsaver.link/moneyfm. Pick the team, pick the cards, and then make your team win.
Okay, we'd be interested to find out which team eventually triumphs. But for now, it's time to say thank you so much to Dawn Fiona Sher. She is a financial blogger, also known as SG Budget Babe. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Also, Aaron Wong, travel blogger, founder of The Mile Lion.
Thank you for having me.
Flying the flag for Team Air Miles. And Rohit Murthy, you just heard, is country manager and founder of SingSaver. Thank you all being here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.